Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Primetime here on Money FM 89.3. Now, Hatch is a social enterprise founded by National University of Singapore undergraduates to help youths get jobs in digital marketing and user experience and user interface design.
Well, Victor Zhu is a co-founder of Hatch. He sees value in developing talents in individuals who do not have the best paper qualifications. He's in his final year of studies at NUS Faculty of Science. His co-founder, Yeo Wan Ching, is a final year arts and social sciences student at NUS as well. Well, welcome to the show, Victor and Wan Ching. Okay, how did you guys come up with the idea of Hatch and why? Particularly, did you want to help at-risk youth?
Thanks so much for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here. I think when we started Hatch, it was a very objective reason. We see a lot of untapped potential in this space. Ultimately, we see that many youth, because they do not have very strong paper qualifications, they're not able to get the jobs that they want. What our team believe in is that for young people, and we're talking about the age of, say, 18 to 25, if you give them the right training, the right opportunities, and maybe in some ways some love, it's definitely possible to develop them into contributing employees within companies. And I think that was really the reason what got us started. When we started, I think what we told ourselves was that we weren't really sure like what entity this would take up. But eventually, when we started, we told ourselves that if we could impact one life, that would be sufficient. And eventually, we realized that this is a model that actually could work and that it's scalable and that it's also a market solution.
Mm. Talk to us about that model then. How does Hatch work and how easy is it to use? How accessible is it to companies or individuals?
So I think from what Victor has described of the problem that we face today, so we've come up with two key services in Hatch. So Hatch is an end-to-end training and job matching service. For the training end, we want to empower youth to become suitably trained, suitably skilled, driven, and they are adaptable to the different industries that they go into. And on the matching end, we want to match youth by skill and motivation for them to have lasting employment. So in this sense, youth go through, what we have come up with for the framework is that youth go through a two-month immersive training program in the either skills that we've chosen, which is in this case, digital marketing or UI UX. And then this comes after their training, they are being placed into our partner companies. And this comes in the form of a three-month internship. So after which, they will be converted to become full-time staff in their partner companies. And for us, this service is accessible to all youths because our mission is to empower all youths from all walks of life.
And youths again until just 25 years old, is it?
18 to 25.
18 to 25.
From all backgrounds.
We just missed it.
We don't qualify. We just missed it. We just passed. No,
missed it decades ago, Bernard. Come on.
What is the criteria in order to be part of Hatch? I mean, I understand that MSF, YMCA and other such organizations are involved as well.
Yes. So I think for us, the key criteria to be part of Hatch, the Hatch program, is that you are a youth and that you're aged between 18 and 30. You have an interest in the design or digital skills and you're keen to pursue a career in these industries. So youths that are in our program should be driven and motivated to want to improve themselves. I think the organizations that we work with are currently referring different youths that may benefit from this program for us. Yeah.
Talk to us about why these particular skills, though, digital marketing, UX and UI. Victor.
Yes. Ultimately, I think when we are in this training and matching space, it's a lot about being very sensitive to the job market supply and demand. These skills are chosen because at the moment right now, there is a lot of industry demand for these specific skills. And I think at this moment, perhaps like the education institutions have not yet provided that stream of talent, that supply of talent. Beyond that, I think importantly, because Hatch makes it, we make it a point to make our training accessible to youth from all walks of life, regardless of whether they have prior background or not. These are also skills that can be easily picked up by anyone as long as they have the motivation, even if they do not have like prior skills or qualifications.
And how involved will Hatch continue to be or not in the person's life?
The key areas, the key times that we are involved in the youth training would be definitely during the training period, so the 2 months, and then after that, the internship period. But I think for everyone at Hatch, each of these youth are basically our friends, and our goal is to basically build a community of youth. So beyond just the training and the internship, we still continue to reach out to these youth because they're just our friends.
Yeah. Who's teaching, though?
The instructors that we have, these are industry professionals. So in this case, we make sure that whatever that is taught, it's recognized by our partner companies.
Right.
And that is very important to us.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, like for our user experience and user interface design, the trainer is a consultant in this area. In the case of digital marketing, the trainer is it's the owner of the digital marketing agency, who also turns out to be one of our hiring companies.
Okay.
How challenging was it to get them on board or to reach out to partner companies, etc., and get them involved?
I think a lot of people want to do good. And beyond just doing good, what we offer is a market solution for both the companies and the youth. So for us, we provide the youth the opportunity to train and also to be placed in the different companies. And for the companies, they're happy to be on board. And for a lot of them, the youth that we do partner and place them in, they do become very contributing members and employees in the companies.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Victor Su and also Yeo Wan Ching, co-founders of Hatch, right here on the Money FM 89.3. This is Prime Time. Well, what has the feedback been so far? I mean, since its inception, I mean, any success stories? I mean, they're always very uplifting to hear.
I think the feedback has been really, really good so far. So to date, we have trained 3 batches of youths, and we do see that there are 3 outcomes of the youths that we train. So the first outcome is definitely that the youth completes the training, goes through the internship, and converts full-time. But we do see that some of the youth following the training decide that this is not industry for them and decide to pursue something elsewhere. And that's okay for us. And then we do also see a group of them that following which the internship, they decide to want to pursue higher education and go on to pursue higher education in different institutions. So feedback thus far has been pretty good. We do see that a lot of our youth have gained a lot of satisfaction and seen hope in believing that they can do
confidence,
something.
Confidence,
yes. Correct.
Might not directly translate into, job or forth, right? What about your business model though, Victor? Tell us how you're keeping the lights on over at Hatch.
Yes, I think that is something that we have to be very sensitive about. As much as we want to do good, we need to find a way whereby we can continue doing good, to do more good and to do it for a long time. So for Hatch, our revenue comes from 2 streams, the training and the job matching. So on the training end, on one hand, we make sure that our service is provided at no cost to the youth with financial difficulties. On the other end, we are an open market training solution. So essentially for anyone who wants to enter into a digital design career, and particularly if like you are uncertain about the prospects of like enrolling or investing in a course, for someone without very strong paper qualifications, Hatch is the solution. Yeah, and following which on the matching end, essentially Hatch, it's a job matching service that we provide to companies, and that brings in revenue as well.
Right.
Okay. I'm curious to know, what are your plans for the platform? How may it evolve? I mean, what else may it encompass, or are there any other areas you would tap into?
Yes, I think moving forward, particularly after getting the resources from winning the YSE competition, I think what we would want to do is to run our programs at greater frequency. Ultimately, we also want to improve the program outcomes. So things like the conversion rate and also like the company satisfaction with the youth that we place.
Yeah.
Right now, it's good, but we always believe that it can be even better.
Yeah. Any thoughts on going into other areas of training, for example, beyond digital marketing? I suppose.
Yes.
AI, those buzzwords of today, right? ML.
Ultimately, like, it is important for us to always be very sensitive, because what is demanded right now, it's not necessarily going to be what is demanded in the future. And I think for us, it's about staying adaptable and being very sensitive to these changes. So we are on the lookout for new areas to provide the training in.
So what did you learn from your experience with the program?
That you meant, belated congratulations, of course. Yeah. How rude.
What
the
did you
SIF
learn?
YSE program,
is,
right?
Yeah.
Right. So the program was really valuable. To me, I think what was the best part was the close mentorship that we had. Essentially, we had mentors from Temasek International, and we also had an entrepreneurial mentor, Ivan, who runs a similar company as us.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I learned was that When you're starting out in building a startup, it's important to look at how big you want it to be. And a large part of it will come from how you structure the products and services and the business model.
So you reckon after graduation you'll continue?
Yes.
Yes.
To full-time being...
Yes, hopefully.
What do you mean, hopefully?
No, it's a resounding yes from both of us.
Okay. Victor Chu and Yeo Wan Ching, co-founders of Hatch, joining us today. Guys, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.